Samsung's Jon Snow of Slaptops and other interesting mutations at the Samsung 2013 ATIV Premiere. The house was pretty packed yesterday in London for Samsung's ATIV Premiere 2013 event. Press, partners, and people from Samsung from all parts of the globe milled around in a mostly darkened hall, patiently anticipating the new product releases the company was about to give from its giant stage. To be honest, we did wonder what the fuss was all about. Earlier this week, Samsung had already leaked the specs of the Galaxy Zoom, its recent addition to the Galaxy smartphone line that was probably invented by the Hulk himself. In Hulk's unstoppable urge to Hulk smash everything together, the Galaxy Zoom was born after they gave the green monster a Galaxy S4 in one hand and a point-and-shoot in the other. When the green guy got the order to smash them together, the Galaxy Zoom was born. In short, an S4 with an actual optical zoom. Future owners of this device, who want to carry it in their pockets, might get the line, "Is that an S4 Zoom in your pocket, or are you really, really happy to see me?" Where the S4 Zoom should be a phone that feels like a point-and-shoot, the other Hulk smash experiment leaves no room for interpretation. The Samsung Galaxy NX is a powerful DSLR with 13 interchangeable lenses, tied to an Android OS and a 4G connection. For those paparazzi who want to snap up that money shot of Lindsay Lohan's latest nipple slip and send it to the Sun's headquarters, they can now do it all from one device. Samsung definitely has the time and the resources to throw ideas around and see if they stick. That much is for certain. Their growing market penetration and the fact that people are dragging their feet in Cupertino gives them the space and the money to do so. But when they unveiled their Samsung ATIV Q, our initial response was, meh? A 13-inch tablet that folds its screen and keyboard into multiple Kama Sutra-like positions is nothing new. Dell tried this once and came up with a horrible Inspiron Duo. The specs of Samsung's ATIV Q did raise some eyebrows, as it sported a higher resolution than most Retina MacBooks, at 3,200 by 1,800 pixels on a 13-inch display, which was apparently an outdoor-friendly screen, as its brightness would supposedly outshine the sun itself. For those who have stumpy digits, like Mr. Hulk, you can also operate this thing with your S Pen. Pronounced ass pen. Bad idea. Where Samsung did surprise us was with the fact that this thing booted two operating systems side by side. On the one hand, it comes with Samsung's latest mutation of Android. On the other hand, it comes with a full-blown copy of Windows 8. And Samsung throws in a free copy of Office 2013 to boot. This does make it the Jon Snow of Samsung's presentation. This bastard son was born out of Samsung's monogamous wedlock with Android. Instead of being short, stumpy, and ugly, it might be the one thing that can save us from the wildlings in the north and... Oh, wait, I should probably put down my copy of Game of Thrones right now. What I want to say is, with multiple operating systems and the ability to run Android apps in full-blown Windows, this thing might be a slider's dream. As for pricing and power consumptions, we do not know what's coming. Perhaps this thing also needs chewing gum-sized strips of raw plutonium to run over an hour at a full power. As for Samsung's heralded 8-hour battery life for this thing, we'll see. And the rest? Well, overall there were some other 8-inch tablets, the ATIV Tab 3 running Windows 8 full version, but their 64 gigabyte drives and 2 gigabytes of RAM will probably only please a few, at least since this thing is running Windows full blown. Samsung took a stab at crossbreeding this tablet with an iMac and came up with a pretty but wide-bezeled ATIV 1.5, and also pushed out some interesting notebooks for people with fat and thin wallets. but the Jon Snow of Slaptops, that was the highlight of the evening. In conclusion, does Hulk Smash work? Perhaps. The tricky thing with creating crossover devices is that our human minds do still think in patterns of one or the other, things we know. When product C is the sum of A and B, it's going to take us a while to get used to C. Until then, we see C as an A+ or a B-. Are you any good at math? Well, keep up. So smashing phones and cameras together is not a guaranteed success right away. But hey, a couple of years ago, Hulk smashed a computer and a phone together. And now look at us. In the end, the writing's on the wall. The lines between our devices are thinning. Laptops, tablets, phones, cameras, desktops, they are all starting to morph together. Whether you undermine a DSLR by turning it into a phone or overpimp an Android slate by giving it Windows 8 Pro, you are wading in murky depths. Some of these mutations might die at childbirth, yet some of them might grow strong and redefine their very product name. Only time will tell. And time is money. And money is something that Samsung has plenty to burn. We will, of course, be offering up a full video coverage of the event. You can find that one on our website. But in all, the Samsung 2013 ATIF premiere was pretty interesting.
You've been listening to Nightwise. You can find more articles and the Nightwise.com podcast at www.nightwise.com. That's KNIGHTWISE.com. The podcast with hacks, tips, and tweaks for cross-platform geeks.
Nightwise.com.
Tired of choosing between Macs, Linux, and OS X? Listen to the Nightwise.com podcast and learn how to slide from operating system to operating system using our hack tips and tweaks for cross-platform geeks. Tune tech into your way of life and let technology work for you instead of the other way around.
www.knighthtwise.com.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.